The market's closing after a day rocked by shaky economic news. But take a look at this. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all closing in the green. That comes after news that job growth over the year ending in March has been much weaker than we thought. This really looks like the market's apparently betting that an interest rate cut is even more likely after those revised numbers provided by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed the economy added almost 1 million fewer jobs than were initially estimated for the year ending in March.
This revision proves two things. Number one, the president was right, and this is why we need new leadership at the Fed. And this makes it very clear that President Trump inherited a much worse economy by the Biden administration than ever reported. And it also proves that the Federal Reserve is holding our monetary policy far too restrictive. Interest rates are too high. The Fed needs to cut the rates because of the mess that we inherited from the Biden administration.
So she says that. Now, we are living in Trump's economy. We're living under Trump's tariff regime. As you saw, the Trump administration yet again blaming Joe Biden and Jerome Powell. Trump has, of course, threatened to fire Powell because the Fed has yet to cut interest rates. He hasn't followed through on that threat, though, but he did fire the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics last month after a disappointing July jobs report. Economists looking at those numbers don't see a conspiracy, though. They see a warning. Today, the J.P. Morgan CEO, Jamie Dimon, looked at those same numbers that the White House gets, and he saw it this way.
The economy's weakening. You know, whether that is in a, on a way to recession or just weakening, I don't know, and that just confirms what we already thought, kind of.
And I know.
That's a big revision. They're still spending money. It's a little bit different depending what income set they're coming from. They still have jobs. Now, you just gave a big number, so consumers tend to react to that. So the consumers weaken, confidence weaken, you know, corporate profits still up. And there's a lot of different factors in the economy right now. It's hard to figure out what it all means.
All right, let's get off the sidelines, head into the arena. Our panel's here. CNN contributor, New York Times journalist and podcast host, Lulu Garcia Navarro, the host of the Chuck Todd cast, Chuck Todd, Democratic strategist Adrian Elrod, and the former senior advisor to the Trump campaign in 2024, Brian Lanza. Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. Chuck Todd, these economic warnings seem to be not just flashing, but blaring. As we start to get more information here. Now, it does sound like perhaps this started earlier than we knew about, perhaps while Joe Biden was still president. But that said, I mean, do you think the Trump administration is going to be able to convince Americans that whatever pain they are feeling or that they're headed to be about to feel is anybody but Donald Trump's fault?
No, but let me get to the revisions, because it's a reminder that when it comes to the economy, the public's perception is more likely to be the reality than any statistic. And I say this because remember the debate about vibes? Turns out the vibes were right about this, okay? Because what people were feeling about the economy, and you hear these Biden surrogates say, but look at the data. And you're like, yeah, but people get it. And that's the other, so which fast forward to today.
Adrian had to deal with this.
Of course she did.
And I said a lot of that too.
Yes, but it was, you know, don't ignore the feelings. And the fact is, regardless of when this slowdown began, it is now on his watch. And then he has added pressures to this. I'm drinking coffee here. You know how much like more expensive coffee is today than it was? And every month it's been going up. Coffee is, to me, going to be the new gas price over the next 6 months, because we can't homegrown coffee. We're not going to be able to return the manufacturing of coffee to the United States because we've never done it. And it's just, it's little things like the tariffs. It's other things like what we've done with the deportations, which only increase the cost of construction, which increases the cost of housing, which increases the cost of things like chicken and all sorts of things. So look, if I were in the Trump administration shoes, I'd say, aha, see, it all started under Biden. That's nice. It's still now on your watch, and your policies, it looked like now, are adding on, sort of creating even more headwinds that were already there.
I think the thing that to me is most interesting about these numbers is manufacturing.
there is some real problems right now in the manufacturing sector that are being hit by tariffs that had started earlier. But this whole idea that somehow manufacturing was going to be resurgent, I think, is really showing a lot of weakness. And those are numbers that I look at. We see these big numbers and these big revisions. It was the biggest revision, I think, ever. And that is serious. People understand that there are problems in the economy, but when we look at the sectors in the economy that are really being hit, that, I think, tells a story.
Yeah, well, and Brian Lanza, you know, the word recession, Jamie Dimon used it. He wasn't asked about that, right? I mean, who do you believe about the economy, Caroline Leavitt or Jamie Dimon?
Yeah, listen, I believe the local mother and father that have to deal with buying gas and buying coffee. I mean, that's pretty clear. As what Chuck said, you know, in the last campaign, we litigated of actually how good the economy was. The Biden folks says, look at the numbers. But everybody felt differently, right? Everybody feels differently now. It's a little bit different, right? Because what you had that's happening that didn't happen during Biden is you actually have wages going up, too. So you have prices going up. We have wages far exceeding the growth of prices. So that's a little bit of a buffer, but that's not much of a buffer. I mean, we only have truly till July of next year to convince the American people that the economy is going to be in sound condition. We can blame Joe Biden for this current economic condition. His policies led to this. Trump's trying to reverse those policies. I think that's pretty clear. You can make the case that maybe Trump's adding to it, but let's remember what the tariff conversation was all about. It was about trying to remanufacture the United States. It's trying to reindustrialize it. It wasn't just tariffs to bring money in and to target and punish people. It was to bring American jobs back. And they felt that tariffs was the fastest way to do it, as opposed to the slow way of going through Congress, negotiating these long-term deals. And so the policy itself was good. Tariffs are obviously having a negative effect in some in some products, and other products they're not.
I think the other problem, though, is that it's not just if it was taken in isolation, that's one thing, but it's also married to the fact that there is less money being given by the federal government to things like wind farming, to actual industries that help gird the economy, give people jobs. So you are seeing a double-edged sword here, where they're actually sort of limiting the economy in two different ways that I think is really going to show and is showing. And I think the word recession is one that, I mean, it's been a while since we've seen one, and we might be due for one.
Yeah, but let's be
have a recession
clear.
During Biden. And by the way, I want to correct you on something. We did see wage growth under President Biden, record
but not
wage
enough.
Growth. Yeah, but we saw record wage growth under President Biden. And he also kept us out of having a major recession after a once-in-a-generation pandemic, Brian. So let's be clear about that.
We can debate whether Biden was the cure for that. I think we can look at the facts and say Biden was clearly not the cure for getting us out of our economy after the pandemic.
That is your opinion.
I think it's the opinion
that's
of the
not
American
the opinion
voters.
Of many.
The
American
quote,
voters
unquote,
have made
soft
the
landing was certainly something.
It was artificial, we've learned. Now we know that there's nearly a million less jobs.
Well, here,
hold on one second.
Point, I want to show you some of what Donald Trump said on the campaign trail when he was running against Joe Biden, when Biden was in office, about job creation. Let's watch.
I want to address the fake job numbers on top of everything else, fellas. Fake jobs. The fake job numbers that the Harris-Biden administration has been reporting for the last year. They were phantom jobs. They're called phantom jobs. Their job numbers last week were corrupt. Did you see? They added 818,000 fake jobs on to try and make their numbers look better. 818,000 phony, fake, disgusting jobs that don't exist. They're going to revise the numbers right after the election. These are crooks, okay? They just screwed you for a million jobs in order to look better.
Adrian, what do you make of that?
Well, look, I think this is why Trump is losing so much credibility, whatever credibility he had going into this. I think he won the election largely, Casey, on the fact that inflation was high and the American people wanted to see inflation numbers go down. We are now seeing that not be the case.
I think the point is that some of what he said on the trail is turning out to be true here, right? Like they're having to revise these numbers downward, which I think people felt at the time.
Correct. But the bottom line is this. I think the American people thought they were going to see inflation numbers go down, costs go down. They did not see that under Trump. And the gig is up here. You cannot continue to go out there credibly, with any degree of credibility, and say, this is Biden's fault, this is Biden's economy.
I mean, I remember
because
Barack
Donald
Obama
Trump has been the president for 8 months
for 4 years.
At this point.
So, yes, we can't
Donald
credibly
Trump has been the president for 8 months.
Yeah.
And to Lulu's point, we have not even seen the impact of these tariffs yet hit the economy. We're starting to see prices go up. on home building, on you know, things that are affecting the economy, but we're not seeing this to a level that we will see if these tariffs go into effect, which we have every reason to believe that they will.
I think the point that was being made there is the correct one, which is the economy was doing much worse than we knew, and now we are going to see the effects of that, and it is up to Donald Trump to figure out if he can
He's got to fix
course
it.
Correct.